This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues, brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Final LANL SWICE released. Draft nationwide programmatic environmental impact statement for plutonium pit production to follow. On Wednesday, the Department of Energy, DOE, released the final site-wide environmental impact statement for continued operations at Los Alamos National Laboratory, or the LANL SWICE, and its Record of Decision, or ROD. Expanded production of triggers for nuclear weapons, or the PITs, would highlight future operations at LANL until at least 2038. Importantly, the process is flawed. In early January 2026, the president signed a new executive order to eliminate a 30-day opportunity for the public to provide comments about the final SWICE and the ROD, as formally required by the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. Those comments were documented in the Federal Register, a daily journal of the federal government, which is published every business day. Specifically, in 2008, Santa Clara Pueblo and many non-governmental organizations, including CCNS and Robert H. Gilkison, provided informed public comments about the final SWICE and the ROD. DOE responded to the public's comments, which provided a historic record of the 2008 LANL SWICE process and were published in the Federal Register. In CCNS's opinion, eventually, the 30-day comment period on the ROD will be reinstated. However, it may take time. In the meantime, please review the current Federal Register notice, and let's get our ROD comments into DOE, the New Mexico Congressional Delegation, your New Mexico legislators, as well as in letters to the editor. Your efforts will set the stage to respond to the next comment period for the draft Programmatic Environmental Impact Statement for Plutonium Pit Production, or the draft PEIS. It will include analysis of future LANL operations, but also operations at DOE's Savannah Riverside in South Carolina, the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California, the Pantex plant north of Amarillo, Texas, the Y-12 National Security Complex in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and the Nevada test site, now named the Nevada National Security Site, north of Las Vegas, Nevada, all in support of expanded plutonium pit production at LANL. The draft PEIS may be released in May or June. Public hearings may take place shortly after its release. Your preparations now will help in the big push to encourage the public to get involved and to prepare public comments for the hearings and in written form. The goal is to create a unified voice saying no to expanded plutonium pit production. As Jay Coughlin of Nuclear Watch New Mexico has said, quote, the PEIS should be a referendum against a new nuclear arms race, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.